Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Our DDD, we are blessed just to know. Also, we'll examine whether we should just sell everything and just go hide in the mountains the way that things are going. Plus, I'll take a red Lamborghini for two hands and a foot, Alex.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. Growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Christ, and his life turned around. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experience with as many people as he could. Then he found K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey, so much more. We're asking you, what do you think? Call us at 866-577-2473, 866-K-PRAISE. Remember, any topic is open for conversation. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Taking a short break, then we're coming back. Don't go anywhere.
Ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low, ain't no river wide enough, baby.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Wow! In addition to being experts at new roof construction, old roof repairs, remodeling and maintenance, did you know that Excalibur Roofing is also an expert in waterproofing? That's right. No water allowed. Sorry, Rubber Ducky. From using the top-of-the-line Life Deck systems for deck coating to flat or sloping roofs, Excalibur Roofing covers the angles. Get it? With over 20 years of experience, an active member in the BBB, licensed and bonded in roofing classifications, plus testimonials from people just like you, you can count on Excalibur Roofing. Call 760-743-8803. That number again, 760-743-8803. Or go online to their website at excaliberroofing.com. The best part of all their estimates are free. Just give them a call. What have you got to lose? But leaks, not onions. 760-743-8803. For residential or commercial help, remember, Excalibur Roofing. They've got you covered.
The best way to encourage others may be to just be near.
Our Daily Bread.
Today's encouragement from the Our Daily Bread devotional was written by Kayla Ochoa. Her friend was going through some difficult challenges in her life and family. Kayla didn't know what to say or do and told her so. She looked at Kayla and said, "Just be near." That's what Kayla did. And later on, they started talking about God's love. Many times we don't know how to respond when others are grieving, and words may do more harm than good. Serving others requires that we understand them and find out what they need. Often we can help by meeting practical needs, but one of the best ways to encourage those who are suffering is to be near, to sit beside them and listen. Psalm 34 promises us that God is near to us when we call out to Him. The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles, the psalmist says. The Lord is near to those who have a broken heart and saves such as have a contrite spirit. By putting ourselves in the shoes of others and allowing our hearts to feel compassion, we can help those who are hurting. We can be near them as God is with us and sit close to them. At the right time, the Holy Spirit will give us the words to say if they are needed. We hope these daily programs inspire you to go deeper in studying God's Word. For additional resources and encouragement, download the Our Daily Bread ebook and mobile app. Prefer a print copy? We'll gladly send one your way for no cost or obligation. Visit getodbtoday.org. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.
local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. I just want to let you know you want to reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com. That's the way to reach us via email. We're not going to do a lot of sound effects, but I will tell you in this particular case, the weather, I mean, it's humid.
It is one of those days. I mean, it's not perfect weather out there, but I was out to lunch today, and I was able to experience other types of environments than freezing air conditioning. I'd want to be outside if I could.
Let me explain to you how this works that way when you're in Carlsbad in a place that you don't know very well and you're not very smart. We, meaning my wife and I, not her being smart, just me, and then the dog deciding that he really does want to be a part of our family. We are not people with air conditioning. So when you have we don't have air conditioning and the humidity's 33,684% and it's off the ocean.
Yeah, it's pretty humid.
Guess what? I lost weight turning my head from left to right. That's how humid it was. It was so humid, the dog, this is not a joke, we have a fan, the dog comes, he gets on the couch, he looks at the wife and I, looks at Noelle and I, and then he looks at us, he gets down, and he goes over by the fan and sits right in front of the fan.
That's smart dog.
Yeah. Well, maybe a little too smart. We'll talk about that in a little bit. This segment, just to let you know, is being brought to you by our good friend Sam Rasool. Now, Sam, first of all, his URL is thinksam.com, okay? Second, I just want to say for those that are like, yeah, but I mean, I like doing business with Christians. How would you like to do business with somebody who was born Muslim and became a Christian and shares that testimony at churches and Bible studies and small groups and large groups wherever and whenever? How would you like to have them at your small group or at your Bible study? All you got to do is go to thinksam.com. He loves to share his testimony. A very good sign about a person's faith, eh? But additionally, Sam is a real estate agent. Keller Williams Realty. He's been doing real estate in San Diego for over 20 years. And he does this fabulous process where if you meet with him, talk with him, seriously meet with him. And even if you're not going to sign up with him, just talk to him. He's asking for the opportunity to share what he knows and to see if there's good fits or not. And he's not just somebody who will take you out for water. He'll take you out for a coffee. The bottom line is, if you do that, he takes $250, gives it to whatever ministry, charity, or church you want to. If you buy or sell through him, he takes 25% of his commission, the gross commission, and he also gives that to whatever ministry, charity, or church that you want him to. Plus, if you're selling your house and you're like, I need like $10,000 or $15,000, and I don't really have the equity hanging around, he uses his own money, fronts that to you, and lets you get the fix-ups done in the house, and then gets that cash back out at the close of escrow, which is like a totally cool deal. Just to let you know, we've talked about this quite a bit. Just recently, we had a client that we listed their house, did that exact same thing. They got some money up front so that they can get some cleanup done, some new carpets or whatever the case may be. They closed escrow this last weekend, about 6-7 days ago. And then they were able to give to the San Diego Rescue Mission a check for $5,200. Because Sam is a man of his word. ThinkSam.com, 858-722-7515, 858-722-7515, or just go to ThinkSam.com, check him out. And I figure, you know what he told me, his email also is Sam at ThinkSam.com. And he also can tell you, if you're like, I'm thinking about refinancing, he knows all the people that are like he's an industry guy. And he knows who's these people do a lot of business with him. He does a lot of business. And there's accountability one to another. And you want that going on when somebody's working on your loan. You want to know that you got some connections in there. So thinksam.com. Did I tell you this? I didn't probably tell you.
I don't know. What have you maybe not told me?
There are approximately 10 days left for the trip to Israel. That's it.
That's coming up pretty quick.
Very fast. You have the opportunity to go to Israel October 24th through November 3rd with Genesis Tours, with Reuven Doran, plus Salem Media Group, plus Pastor Alistair Begg, bringing the Bible to life. But I'm telling you now, if you're looking for the sense of creating urgency, here it is. Here is your urgency. You got 10 days, and that's it. And if you don't do it in 10 days, sorry, can't help you.
Kind of an on-air memo. We will be getting Reuven Doorn on sometime in the next 10 days. Have an email out to the powers that be. So
okay.
We're trying to be able to maybe tell people what they would be missing if they didn't go on the trip.
Yeah, love having Reuven on because he really tells you about what's taking place. Really appreciate that you're doing that, Robo Producer. That's good work. Go to KPRZ.com, by the way, and type in the word Israel. You'll find out the trip is all-inclusive, which for those that do not know what that means, it's all-inclusive.
Does that mean everything's included?
No, it means it's all-inclusive.
Oh,
that's
wow.
Substantially different, apparently, somewhere. I don't know where, but apparently somewhere. That's right. It's one of those days. You're thinking, what's going on over there? You guys are like bouncing off the walls. You should be in here. Bouncing off
it's called humidity outside, about 98%.
Yeah, well, you know what's great is in my little studio, and we get a little sanctuary, little KPRZ sanctuary, because I have convinced Professor Why and Why Not to keep the air conditioning really low, because I told him I don't have a heart, and it keeps me going, and that way it's really cold in here, so it's nice. It's always nice. In fact, people comment how cold it is.
And what most people don't know, I'm going to let out a little secret. It's your sanctuary with a plastic spoon taped to the window.
That is correct. For those that have never, if you're wondering, you're in this studio, what's it like? It's, I don't know, it's probably 15 by 15 or maybe, you know, close to that, maybe more 12. No, 15 by 15. There's glass all around it, right? And there's, you know, I mean, there's frames around the glass. And then we have certain pictures up there. I got a picture of a dish with legs and a spoon with legs running away. That's me and my wife. Dish ran away with the spoon.
It is the KPRZ David Spoon Studio.
Yeah. Right.
In our heads.
Yeah, in our heads. And then there's a plastic spoon that's taped up to the actual window. And you're thinking, well, why is that there? Well, first of all, I help all my relatives out. I mean, why is that up there?
That's an obvious question.
And there's also this, because I was missing a spoon earlier this year. There's the piece of paper that our very own Brittany did where she created a whole missing memo with
the
picture.
Should have put Nick Danger on the case.
It's true. It's a missing spoon. It still has not been found. It's a missing spoon not in action. That's part of the problem. And it was for my soups, and that doesn't help me now.
Hey, someone's stirring up trouble, Dave.
I'm telling you. They can spoon it out, but can they dish it out, and can they take it?
Hey, if it's too hot, just get out of the kitchen.
I might just take a knife and just cut this off. This is what I'm thinking. Okay. Here it is, the DDD to start the show. Why? Because I have to. It's really within my heart to do it. The title's Blessed Just to Know This. Blessed Just to Know This. Blessed Just to Know This. Matthew chapter 16, verse 15 through 17a.
Those letters always confuse me. Please explain
okay.
It again.
So when you have a scripture and you'll see it'll say, let's say 17a, or it'll say 17b, 17c, 17d, those are distinctions in the verse. When a verse is long, or maybe it's got like four sections in it, or multiple sections in it, you identify the sections by the A, B, C, and D.
Okay.
People have been doing this for quite some time. So if you ever see a passage and it says, you know, Matthew 16, 15 through 17a, you'll know that it's the first part of 17.
Gotcha.
Or if it says B, that's the second part. C, it's the third part. Now, it might be the whole thing, and then they just say I've shortened it or whatever the case may be. In this case, it's just A to make
not
it
not difficult.
Easy.
Maybe it's my old age, my ripe old age is making me forget that.
That in the water. Matthew 16, 15 through 17a says this. He said to them, referring to Jesus, "But who do you say that I am?" Therein lies the greatest question for all Christians to answer. He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter replied, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered him, "Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah." Now, for those that don't remember yesterday, in yesterday's DDD, we talked about right after this, the events that took place were then... Peter pulls Jesus aside and rebukes him because he thinks because he's blessed, all of a sudden he's super knowledgeable or something. And that's when Jesus says, "Get behind me, Satan." We did that yesterday. But today we're covering the first part. And here's what happens. So what happens is that Jesus is asking his disciples, "Who do people say that I am?" And some people said John the Baptist. Some said Elijah, and some said Jeremiah. Any of those would be fantastical because they were all dead. Okay. John the Baptist has already been killed. So Jesus just cuts to the chase and asks the question that you and I have to answer every single day in an honest context, and that is, who do you say that I am? And I can tell you right now, the answer to that question determines where you spend eternity. So that's not a small question. That's a major question, a major component. Who do people say that I am? They say you're this, you're Johnny B, you're Elijah, you're Jeremiah. Yeah, but who do you say I am? Then Peter comes up with the, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Here I will give the King James its nod, as it so deserves, because in the King James it says, thou art the Christ. Which is like, okay, that's phonically totally awesome. You can't tell me there's a difference between you and, you know, thou. I mean, everybody take a deep breath there, but it sounds better. Thou art the Christ. It just sounds great. The Son of the living God. And Jesus answered him, what about this? Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah. Stop right there. Stop. Stop. Jesus says, who do you say I am? Peter goes, you're the Christ. Jesus goes, you're blessed. You're blessed. And you have to think, what do you mean? I mean, it was a good answer. You don't get just a blessing for the answer. No, folks. He's blessed because he knows this answer. And this answer determines where eternity is spent. And if you have the wrong answer, you're a good moral teacher, Jesus. Wrong answer. Turn to the lever to the right. Here's the problem. If you answer this, you're a good moral teacher, you represent God like Buddha and like Muhammad and all the other people. Any of those answers, you give that answer, you are in trouble. I mean, trouble. But because he said you are the Christ, which is the Christ, the word Messiah, the Savior, the one, the anointed one. Messiah is Hebrew, Christ is Greek. It's terrific because it goes, you're the one. Not anybody else. Not anywhere else. You're it. And Jesus said, because you know this, you're blessed. And because you can say this, because you can say you are the Christ, you're blessed. Because you know it and you can say it. So here's my first DDD for y'all. I don't know where that came from, but for y'all. Because you can answer, thou art the Christ. You are the Christ. Stop it right there and listen. You are blessed by God because you can say that and because you can know that. For your eternal destination is in a book, and it's held by God. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Taking a short break, and then we're coming back. Don't go anywhere.
San Diego studios of K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ. This is the David Spoon Experience.
Where does human dignity come from? This isn't an academic question. It's a matter of life and death. Stay tuned to Breakpoint.
From the Chuck Colson Center for Christian Worldview, here's Eric Metaxas with Breakpoint.
A few weeks ago, I told you on Breakpoint that the Supreme Court's decision in Obergefell versus Hodges, which legalized same-sex marriage, had placed our culture on a well-greased slope. All that was lacking, I said, was for someone to give it a push. Well, the pushing has begun in earnest. Earlier this month, the Washington, D.C. City Council held hearings on the Death with Dignity Act, which was introduced by Council Member Mary Che. Despite the positive-sounding title, the bill would make assisted suicide legal in the nation's capital. Under the bill, a person with a terminal diagnosis of 6 or less months can, upon the confirmation of 2 doctors, obtain a lethal dose of drugs, which they could then administer to themselves. This kind of legislation is a terrible idea. As the Heritage Foundation's Ryan Anderson has written, wherever physician-assisted suicide becomes legal, safeguards purporting to minimize the risk of killing people against their will have proved to be inadequate and have often been watered down or eliminated. This is a well-documented fact, not an opinion. Yet at least 18 states and the District of Columbia are considering legalizing physician-assisted suicide. Why? The answer lies in Councilmember Che's justification for the bill. This is important. Stick with me. She told a local radio station that the issue is basically a matter of choice and control and autonomy. She added that, when I am facing impending death, with whatever pain and lack of dignity that they involve, I may involve this. Choice, control, autonomy, dignity. It's hard to imagine four more seductive words in contemporary American culture. As Justice Kennedy intimated in Obergefell, autonomy, which for him requires control over the choices we make with our lives, is a prerequisite for dignity, whether we're talking about whom we marry or, as Che and others suggest, when we die. That prompts an obvious question. What about the people who are dependent on others for their care? In what sense can the intellectually disabled and many of the physically disabled be said to exercise choice and control over their lives? The answer is very little, if any, and that leaves them, by Kennedy's and Che's criteria, without dignity. That's why some of the biggest opponents of physician-assisted suicide are those representing the disabled. These include Samantha Crane of the Autistic Self-Advocacy Network, who told the same radio station Che spoke to that people with disabilities are facing a lot of messages that life with a disability, if you need a lot of care, is not dignified or worth living. Not worth living. Where have we heard that before? Well, I'll tell you. The Nazis viewed the disabled as lebensunwertes Leben, life unworthy of life. Between 1939 and 1941, more than 70,000 intellectually and physically disabled people were exterminated, the opening act in the Nazis' demonic assault on the sanctity of human life. 70 years later, the Nazis may be the only example of evil all Americans can agree on. Yet here we are, borrowing a page from their worldview book. We're embracing ideas about what gives meaning and dignity to life, seemingly unaware of where those ideas can and will lead. Friends, human dignity does not derive from what we can do, produce, or control. Human dignity derives from the fact that God made us in His image. All human beings have, by birth and breath, dignity, period. That's why we must resist physician-assisted suicide and why we must never grow weary of pushing back against the twisted ideas about human dignity that make it possible. For Breakpoint, this is Eric Metaxas.
The David Spoon Experience continues on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
I better have, we're still having fun, and you're still the one.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Jesus is the one, man. No way around it. He is the Christ. He is the Messiah. He is the one. I want to remind you, we're going to get a chance later on today to have our good friend Steve Wheeler in the studio. Steve Wheeler is the coordinator and the administrator of LL Par Excellence for Whitefields Ministries, and whitefields.org is their website. Here's the deal. It's just simple. In Whitefield's approach, and by the way, in the Gospel of John, Jesus said, look at the fields, they are white. That's where Whitefields comes from. No pastor should be a stranger. That's the approach they take. So in villages and languages and cultures, they identify people that have a heart for Jesus. They help them and train them with a seminary level education, and then they support them for a few years as they are being full-time pastors, evangelists, and teachers in the framework of their own people sharing the gospel. It's two really wild things about this ministry you might not know. At least two, but these two are huge. One, they do a lot of their ministry in places that nobody goes because nobody has ever been there because there's some very dark elements that they fight, and there's a lot of radical Muslim faith that they come against and do reasoning against. Number two, the Lord has blessed them with a small gift where for between $50 and $80 in every village, they have the ability now to create these water filters, these water pumps that can take care of the entire village. And what they do is they give that to the church. This is what Whitefields does. They give to the church, and then the church gives it to all the people free, no charge for the water, but they share with the people about the water of life. And it's just a cool system to get people to communicate and interact on the gospel. Plus, it's also saving lives. That's what your contribution / prayer commitment can help support. That's why we support Whitefields.org and Whitefields Ministry. And Steve will be in to talk to us personally, which kind of is important because I want you guys to hear. I mean, he's coming back. I think he was in Japan. He spends his life going to different places to minister to people that you and I will never talk to. You know, even if you support through other, they really go to the far, far regions.
I'm assuming he is. Was he in Japan to do this ministry? I'm asking because one of my favorite areas is Japan.
He does. He goes there and a few other countries specifically for the advancement of the gospel, specifically to help when these people are identified.
So awesome.
To meet with them. I mean, it's just a great ministry. Whitefields.org, our strongest possible encouragement that we can give you just because we feel that's superbly, superbly important. Okay. All right, so our guest is probably going to run late, so we're going to probably take him at the next segment. I think that'll be easier. So with that in mind, let's do the KPRZ News Break music. Okay, I actually have no destination to give you on this. So destination, nobody can believe it's even on the planet. But for those that don't know, you're already aware the Planned Parenthood's having a problem because they had the one lady caught. Now they have another Planned Parenthood doctor who's caught haggling over baby parts and prices because, in her exact words on the video, "I want a Lamborghini." So because she wants a Lamborghini, she was doing some negotiating for baby body parts. So they were saying, oh, that was a one incident. It never happens that way. It does not like that way. Planned Parenthood's not like that. Now they have another tape. Don't you know that there's going to be an additional tape coming out on top of that? But here's a tape with a doctor who's haggling over baby body part prices because she says, jokingly but seriously, "I want a Lamborghini."
Sign number 7,483 in the last couple of days, why Jesus needs to come back right now.
Yeah, right now would be just fine. I want to point this out, and this is the thing that bothers me the most, but just stay with me because I got some other things to say. The problem with this is that the White House said that Planned Parenthood operates by the highest ethical standards. Now, guess what I'm going to say? They operate by the highest ethical standards. Guess what I'm going to say? That's true. Planned Parenthood operates by the highest ethical standard that are currently at the White House. Those standards are currently the highest ethical standards they have, which is so low they sell baby body parts.
I was just going to say, that's just scary in and of itself.
It's just scary. It's just like, if you thought this was happening, this is a little closer to what was going on back in the day when they were, this is in its own way, its own slavery field where they're selling bodies. It's just,
you know,
like, wow.
And this is just another case in point where the election can't come soon enough and why it's, the more time that goes by, the elections become more critical.
Yeah. I hope that people will at least at a minimum hear this and say, man, the nation needs prayer. I think that's a fair assessment. If you don't want to become quote unquote a political junkie, you don't have to be. But this is disgusting stuff. All right. The other thing I wanted to report on is very important is Martin O'Malley. You know who Martin O'Malley is? He's kind of like a Democrat who's considering running for office.
I do.
Not really there with Hillary. Doesn't have a chance. But the other day he said, now Martin O'Malley, big time guy from the St. Paddy's land. He said the other day, climate change created ISIS. Climate change created ISIS. And I just thought I had to jump in on that because that's a classic. So here's what I would say to that. Mr. Martin O'Malley, climate change did not create ISIS. The Irish did. Yeah, let's see what you got to that one. The Irish did. Get it?
That's a mighty fine joke there, David.
That's not a bad one. CNN's Fuentes one of their reporters. this is the kind of stuff. Now, it shouldn't be funny, but it's a little funny. Fuentes, a CNN reporter, CNN's Fuentes, was unsure. Wait, just let me get through this because I have to get through this. Was unsure if the shooter in the case with the four Marines and the Navy guy, which is unbelievably tragic, unbelievably ridiculous, and the fact that they haven't lowered the flag at half mast, unbelievable, all those disrespectful. But she said on CNN, she's not sure if Mohammed Yusuf Abdulaziz is a Muslim name. Hey, I think she might be right, laddie.
I think that might be an Irish name there, David.
What are you talking about? Was it an Irish name?
Oh, good old Muhammad.
This is the stuff that... See, we do this in these shorter segments now because my brain can't take it. I can't take it. But this is yet the... still more. Yet the most unbelievable thing. Remember that...
There's more?
Yeah. Dozel. Remember Dozel?
Yes.
Okay. I don't understand this. Help me. Jesus, please help me. Forgive me for all my foolishness, but help me. Dozel has come back out. The woman who was in Spokane, the head of the NAACP, the woman who was caught pretending to be black, sent it to the top rung of the NAACP, and this is what she's saying. Ready? I mean, I don't know if we can. I don't know if I can. Can we do this? Are you prepared? Okay.
Yeah, let's do it.
She says, I'm still black. What? You're not a black person. You're a white person. You're not African American. You're Caucasian. You're not. Yes, but.
But I'm she's still black.
I'm still black. And here's the answer why. Here's the reason she gave.
Okay.
Because I feel that way.
You know, if I hear one more thing on feelings, I'm really just going to just hurl.
You know, I feel like I should win the lotto. That's $161 million. So if she can still be black, I want to be able to win the lotto. I think it's fair. And I'll use that money to promote the radio show throughout the entire country and the world.
The David Spoon Experience, now universal wide.
Yeah. You know how many people would like that? Like six. Anyway, the bottom line is the news world, the news realm...
And people think we make this stuff up. No, this is actual news, people.
I have three sheets of paper, two stories on one on each, one on the other, one on the other. You just read it and you go, you can't be serious. You can't be serious. You can't possibly. You think, well, that's foolish. Not foolishness. This is what they're putting on the airwaves. And no reporter is going, what are you, stupid? How come nobody's saying that? What, is there something wrong with? Did you flunk? In element, did you gym shop? You didn't play nice with other. Come on, somebody should say to some of these people, "Have you lost your mind?" Two words for all of them: therapy. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ 1210 AM in San Diego, California. When we come back, our special guest should be with us. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience continues on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Citizen Link with Kim Troby.
Well, abortionist Deborah Nucatola and Planned Parenthood are in a bit of hot water over a video that was released last week from the Center for Medical Progress. Planned Parenthood has tried to spin it. They've tried to talk it away. But Carrie Gordon Earl with Focus on the Family is here today. And Carrie, this is not going away, is it?
You know, I don't think so, Kim. I think this is a huge black eye for Planned Parenthood. This video exposes that at least on some level in their leadership, there is quite a callous and cavalier attitude, not only toward the value of life, but their role in destroying life. So what you have in this video is this lead abortionist talking about receiving money in dollar values when it comes to harvesting fetal tissue, really baby parts. It really dispels the notion that the baby's just a blob of tissue, because she's talking about how to position the forceps to do a certain method of abortion in order to increase the likelihood of better specimens, but maybe not taking into consideration the impact on the mother. So all sorts of questions are raised by this. It's really quite shocking.
Now, Congress says they will investigate. If Deborah Nucatola does come before Congress, what's she going to face there?
I would think she's going to face some pretty tough questions. This is an issue, again, that cuts to the heart of why taxpayer dollars are going to an organization that charges for abortions. They don't do free abortions. And now there are suspicions, or at least some testimony, that there is money perhaps changing hands that would be a violation of federal law. And we don't know, but certainly the tough questions need to be asked and Planned Parenthood needs to be defunded.
Thanks, Carrie. CitizenLink's been working hard to change the environment in state legislatures, and along with our alliance of nearly 40 state-based policy councils, we've passed a record number of pro-life bills. You can have a hand in that. Just go to citizenlink.com and click on donate. I'm Kim Troby.
When the proper time comes, making the transition to a smaller home or a senior community can be extremely challenging. Where does someone start when dealing with estate sales, relocation, personal inventories, and right-sizing? Allow me to put you in touch with Don Lasico, the owner of Caring Transitions of Carlsbad. Because each person is different and each situation unique, Caring Transitions of Carlsbad doesn't use a one-size-fits-all approach. Each client is given a customized strategy that enables the client to utilize the right services for the best value at the best price. A person's life isn't designed by a cookie cutter. Their transition plan shouldn't be either. Call Don Lasico at 760-509-9189. 760-509-9189. You can also go online to caringtransitionscarlsbad.com. Caring Transitions of Carlsbad, a total solution to minimize stress and maximize results.
Current Solar Contracting is your one-stop solar shop. Here's Brittany and Tom Giacalone and, of course, baby Brielle to tell you what it's like to work with Current Solar Contracting.
Every client and homeowner and business owner is a VIP. Once we turn on that system, we're not bye, see you later. We want to make sure that your system's functioning properly at all times.
From start to finish, the customer knows what's going on. At the same time, the customer doesn't really have to do anything. We take care of the whole nine yards. By the time we're done, I want our customers to feel like it was all done for them. That's our whole goal.
What we pride ourselves on with our company is knowing everyone by name. If you call us 2 years down the road just to say hi, or I'm so excited I saved this much money, we'll be able to remember who you are. We really want to make sure that we have that professional, friendly relationship with you.
Join the Current Solar family, and for every signed solar install they do for your home or business, Current Solar Contracting will donate $500 to Unity for Orphans. Call 619-272-0303 or visit currentsd.com.
Local, national, and heavenly talk for San Diego on the David Spoon Experience from K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. If you want to reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com. This segment brought to you by Team Kia of El Cajon. Good friend Chris George over at Team Kia. If you're in the market for a car, you definitely want to talk to these guys. That's all I can say. TeamKiaOfElCajon.com. You go to that website, check out the different cars. They have Kias, and they have all the, you know, all the cars that everybody has. And they have a huge, huge used car parking lot. But they also have all these cool Kias. And if you're lucky or blessed or have the opportunity, if you at least test drive an Optima, you will be like, oh, that's cool. It drives fantastic. And it is just a great, great price, and they really take care of you at Team Kia of El Cajon. And I know because I drive one, and I have one, and I have had zero. How many is that? I think it's zero. I've had zero complaint with the car or customer service or any of it. I had one thing I had to say, can you look at this? They said, yep, we'll take care of it. It's done. Boom, done. Totally worth it. 888-326-5140. That's 888-326-5140. If you get one with a turbo button, watch it. Because apparently, I didn't know this. Apparently, it increases the RPMs on the car. And then when you hit the pedal really hard, then you go really fast, and that's really ticketable. So I do not encourage you to do that.
Stories that you've heard from other sources.
Well, I heard about this one guy who was on the line trying to get over to the lane, and then there was this BMW kind of roadster car, and then I heard that this one Optima Turbo, which shall be nameless, went, "See ya!" And that was the end of that. So we're going to encourage you very politely to check out Team Key of El Cajon, 888-326-5140. You can also go down to the showroom, 541 North Johnson Avenue, meet with Chris George, talk to the people, get a feel for it. There is no way that you will be uncomfortable with your dealings with them at all. I'm telling you right now, you're going to be like, hokey dokey, all good. I'm just giving you the upscale on it right now. That's how it's going to go. All right, so ladies and gentlemen on the phone with us, our very, very good friend. I think he's running a little late, and we're going to give him a little grace because sometimes things happen. Ladies and gentlemen, our very own Marty Schneider, the retirement professor at theretirementprofessor.com, 800-727-PLAN, 800-727-7526. Marty, are you there with us?
I am here, David. I'm panting as I ran to the phone. I'm sorry. I just got out of this long meeting, and I couldn't break free until just now. Sorry about that.
Well, brother, I forgive you, especially if the meeting had to do with you and the Lord was involved. I mean, I'm secondary, but if it was something other than the Lord or family or friends or clients.
Or corned beef.
Or people knocking at your door trying to sell you subscriptions. Then I'm not happy. I'm just saying. It could be any of those.
Well, all right. The Lord was in the middle of it, I assure you.
Okay, that's what counts, brother. That's all that counts. All right. Let's talk to me about, we've only got about a 5.5 or 6 minute segment, so we've got to nail it down fast. I got to ask you this question. People are looking at me going, the world looks like it's going crazy. Should I sell everything I have and go hide in the mountains?
Absolutely, a good idea. I think that's a no. I'm kidding. Yeah, David, it's a pretty mashugana world out there, right?
That's exactly right, brother.
Yeah, I tell you what. I as I meet with people, you know, I get that sentiment more than I've ever experienced it with clients coming in. People are just concerned. They hear all the news, and I don't know if it's the news or the speed with which the news travels and the abundance of places that we now have to get the news in terms of all the media that's available. I'm not sure, but certainly things are moving much more rapidly. And I think it places really a premium, David, on being really clear about your own personal situation in terms of what you're doing, why you're doing it, and addressing all of the possible issues that could arise if things change globally and if there's a stock market, you know, sell-off, and making sure that you have a plan in place to protect yourself as best we can, because there's only so much we can do, but the things that we can do, we should know what they are, and then we can take care of, you know, the things that are under our control. And I think it's tough for people to get clear about, you know, what's in my control in my life financially and what's not in my control, and then letting go of the things we can't control and taking care of business on the other stuff. So that's a long-winded answer, but, you know, that is the truth right there.
That is the truth. Let me ask you this. I think some Christians think that if you plan, that maybe you're somebody who's planning, that maybe at times, maybe they're sensing that they're trying to, or feeling like they're trying to exert too much control, but that's really not what a plan is for, is it, Marty? I mean, a plan is more of a guideline versus the, it's, you know, it's absolutely here, it's absolutely in stone, it never changes. Isn't planning, especially along the financial realms, you know, what you want to try and accomplish, but recognizing that things alter from time to time?
That's exactly right, David. It's a blueprint. It's a roadmap, if you will, and it helps people to get clear about what their time frames are, what their goals are in terms of identifying them, and then putting into motion, you know, how to get from point A to point B with a complete upfront understanding that it's fluid, it's changeable. Circumstances change and jobs change and tax laws change and everything changes. So part of the plan and part of the roadmap is building in that flexibility to kind of change as circumstances change. But David, I there's something I always feel compelled to say when we're having a discussion like this, and that is what doesn't ever need to change is the joy that we have going through life. Because that comes from the spirit, and that's not related to circumstance and finance and tax laws, and it's related only to our relationship with God, and that as the foundation of everything else. I believe if we have that joy undergirding everything we do, then we do the best we can with the circumstances. We plan as best we can, and then we trust after that. But doing all of it with a joyful heart makes such a difference in how we experience the journey. So I always feel compelled to say that, because at the end of the day, the joy doesn't come from the dollars and the cents and the plans and the material goods. It comes from, you know, a relationship with a living God. So I just have to say that.
Well, first of all, that's one of the best things that I've ever heard anybody say in regards to financing and planning. That was really terrific. And then I'll tell you another thing, which you'll appreciate, is since I've talked to you last, just so you can know, it turns out that my youngest daughter is pregnant and my eldest son is engaged.
Oh, my gosh.
Since our last conversation. I mean, that's not a long time. We just talked last Tuesday. And you talk about all those changes, and then my wife and I were like, well, we have these plans. Well, we have these plans. And I just sense sometimes the Lord's up there going, that's really nice, Dave. It's really nice. It's really nice you got that plan. I like that. And I want you to stick to it as best you can. But there is this thing coming you don't know about, Grandpa. You know, it's like...
Right. Well, David, mazel tov on both of those events. That's so exciting.
Yeah, it's very exciting. But I'm not... Since I've been talking with you, since I've been working with you and kind of, you know, processing through your brain and pulling stuff out of your brain on a regular basis, I'm more confident in that overall control financially. Even if we are not in a bazillionaire acres or whatever that is, I feel like, you know what? You're right. The Lord is the director. He's the provider. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. And I can have confidence if I'm working my plan the best I can before him honorably and trying to honor him with what I have, but I'm engaged with him on a regular basis, it'll all work out regardless.
That's right. And the earthly plans that we make, you know, they sure seem important and significant and front and center, but we know that in light of eternity and investing in eternity while we're here on earth is going to pay eternal dividends. And that's the ultimate investment to make in terms of our lives and our time and our money. So I hope people are encouraged by that, because I find it really encouraging to rely on that, the strength and the power in God's word.
Exactly. And ladies and gentlemen, that's why you want to talk to Marty right there, because of what you just heard Marty Schneider say. That's why when you're doing business, you want to interact with somebody like Marty Schneider, who can give you the insight but has got the foresight to say, hey, this is up to God. We're going to do it the Lord's way. We'll just do the best we can before him. Ladies and gentlemen, you got to call him. 800-727-PLAN, 800-727-7526, or go to theretirementprofessor.com. That's his website. Give him a chance. Talk to him. You'll find out that there's a lot of wisdom and grace the Lord has given our good friend Marty. Marty, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, David. God bless you, brother. Catch you next week.
Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Taking a short break. Then we'll be back.
Stay tuned for more of the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 a.m., KPRZ.
Every person getting married needs to be prepared for some adjustments.
This is Real Family Life with marriage and family expert Dennis Rainey for Tuesday, July 21st.
I come from a family where handshakes were good, and my wife came from a family where hugs were good. So I had to learn to hug my wife more, and besides just kind of slapping her on the back. So that's something I had to learn.
I'm glad he learned. Every couple's got to learn how to make adjustments early in their marriage. Before our wedding, my wife Barbara chose a silverware pattern called Old Master. I decided to go down to the department store and check it out. I asked about the price, and an elderly clerk told me it was $59.95. My response was, that's not bad for an 8-place setting of silver. The clerk pushed back her glasses to the edge of her bony nose and gave me a condescending look and said, son, that's for 1-place setting. I'm sure you could have heard me anywhere in that department store when I shouted, "Lady, do you realize how many plastic knives, forks, and spoons that would buy? We don't even own a table." Needless to say, I had some adjustments to make. One final thought. Relationships are more important than individual preferences. In your home, make sure that you're willing to adjust and change. I'm Dennis Rainey, and that's Real Family Life.
I am pure Burmese and strong in my own religion. I did not want to hear about Jesus, but Pastor Ruwat came and told me about him.
When Da I Tin first heard about Jesus, her reaction was, "I will never believe your God and change my religion." But Pastor Ruwat continued to visit, sharing God's word and answering her questions. At first, she rejected the message, but after 1 year, her heart softened. And then one day, she clearly knew that what Pastor Ruwat had been telling her about Jesus and salvation was true. Now she is a believer in the living God. We at Whitefields Ministry support pastors so people can hear the gospel.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
Hi, I'm Donna, and I'm a mentor, host, home provider with California Mentors Family Home Agency. If you have an extra bedroom and want to make a real difference in your community, open your home to an adult with a developmental disability who might not have the opportunity to live with a loving family like yours. Call a California Mentor recruiter today who can share more about this special program. You'll get all the ongoing support you need and a generous monthly stipend. Call a California Mentor recruiter today at 1-855-MENTOR-2 or go online at mentorswanted.com.
Chris George, General Manager, Team Kia of El Cajon. Chris, what do you love most about your job?
When we first took over the store, we were selling 6 cars a month. Right now, we're averaging about 220, 230 cars. We had about 10 employees. Right now, we have 81. I get to see them grow. Customers that have come in that have bad credit and they want help on reestablishing their credit. That's super rewarding. It's just like a trickle-up effect.
Go to TeamKiaOfElCajon.com today and get a free tire rotation, brake inspection, and alignment quick check.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Hey, you want to reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com. Wow, what a difference between the days. I mean, yesterday we were kind of like pushing through. Today I feel like we're sailing through.
Energized.
I don't know what it is. It could be many, many things. I mean, it doesn't hurt that my son is getting married.
Not Monday helps.
Yeah, that doesn't hurt. There's a bunch of things that really kind of help along those lines. So kind of appreciate that. Want to remind people a couple things. One, you can reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com. Two, you can go to Facebook and type in the David Spoon Experience, like it and or make a comment. And then three, you can follow us on Twitter at Spoon Experience because...
That's your handle.
That's my handle. There we go. Taking a look at... The traffic doesn't look... You know, it's backed up, but it's not...
Not horrible yet, eh?
Not horrible yet. That might be a fair statement. It's not horrible. You know how it gets. And one of the things that you put up with in California, the weather's fantastic. I was talking to somebody, we were taking care of a project, and I'll just tell you right now, I was talking to somebody who lives on the east, and they asked me a question about San Diego and just about the weather, just kind of like we're having that regular conversation. And he said, so do you guys have like a lot of sunshine a lot of times? And I was like, yeah, like out of 365 days, like 345 or 340, I mean, just real close.
90% great
yeah,
weather.
I mean, and he was like, I cannot even imagine. And now that you live in San Diego, you can't imagine not. You can't imagine, like, this is like the
best
weather.
Not gonna lie, sometimes you do take it for granted, too.
Yeah, there's no question about that. All right, people, get ready for this new segment called What's Bugging Me? There you go, ladies and gentlemen. E. coli termite and pest control, powerful termite and pest control, as gentle as a butterfly. They're sponsoring the What's Bugging Me segment. Let me tell you what's bugging me today. People are going to laugh, but tell me how many times this has happened to you. How many times have you gone to your computer to go and print something and it won't print?
Today, five.
It won't print for three main reasons. One, because you want it to print. Two, it was working 5 minutes ago. And three, what demon has crept into the wires to stop you from accomplishing your goal of printing? That's what's bugging me. Okay, I got to confess right now, I like this segment. I like this stuff because I get to talk about it.
Makes you feel a little better, don't it?
Yeah, I do. You can stop with the drill noise. No, that's enough. That actually is highly irritating. It's amazing.
Well, it's appropriate.
Yeah, it is appropriate. See, it's one of those things where you get to kind of share and invent and so on and so forth. So here's what I got to tell you, stuff that's coming up for the next hour, okay? So we have Steve Wheeler in the house, which is totally cool because every time he comes, just great fellowship, great conversation. I love having him in. We're going to do a DDD called Custom Eyeglasses Used on Others. Custom Eyeglasses Used on Others. Doesn't that sound weird? It kind of sounds like what? It's going to be the first DDD that we do. We're going to do kind of a secondary DDD. Then we're going to do the Facebook post, which is called Servants on Assignment. Servants on Assignment. And then at that point, Steve Wheeler will be in the studio. He'll be all relaxed. We'll be ready to go, be ready to talk, have a good time, as we always do. And then we're just going to see whatever the Lord does in fellowship, because that's what we love to do. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California, taking a short break, and then we'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
To celebrate you, baby, I have to praise you like I should.
More local, national, and heavenly talk coming up on the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.